You know what we need? We need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
The remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
ABC. Is it spring already? I think it is. I think the winter is officially over. It was 60-something degrees. I guess it was 64 in New Jersey. I think it was even higher in the city. And I'm done with the winter, and I hope you are too. But that means we trade in our soft-time moisturizer for our daytime sunscreen. There's always a gimmick here, right? There's got to be. Now, seriously, today was a day that you actually could get sunburned. You know, when we're at the lightest color of our skin, no matter what your skin color, it's the lightest right now. Here we are in February. You have not, unless you went to Florida for the winter, you have very little color in your skin, or certainly the least amount you have during the year. So no matter what skin color you are, you need sunscreen, because otherwise you're going to burn. And you're going to burn with that UV light coming in on you, especially since you don't think you could burn. So it really is a day to remember that we need sunscreen, not quite every day of the year, but certainly, you know, nine months of the year, you do need sunscreen. And it's an SPF 15 on days like this. You could even get by with a 10. That's fine. You don't need a 30. That's kind of crazy this time of year. But certainly it was a welcome day of spring in the middle of winter here in New York. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is the show about you. This is the show about what you look like. This is the show about your wrinkles. This is the show about splotchy pigmentation, about a big nose, about a small nose. How about ears that maybe protrude a bit so you look like, you know, someone you don't want to look like? How about small breasts or even large breasts or droopy breasts? This is a show about those things, and it's about fat around the hips and protruding bellies and things of that nature. It's also a show about skin cancers and moles and things like that. So if you've got a question for me, give me a call, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC, from anywhere in the continental United States. And I know there, I have listeners all the way as far north as Maine and as far south as North Carolina. You can get this signal. It's so strong. It's 50,000 watts, clear channel across the country, although it does get stopped by those pesky little mountains in the Midwest and the far west. But give me a call, 800-848-9222. So tonight, I am so happy to tell you that I've got a great guest coming up, and this is Dr. Michael Roizen. Many of you listened to me for a long time. I hope you did. I've been on the radio for 11 and a half years in the New York airwaves, and for about 7 of those years, I had Dr. Michael Roizen as my co-host. Well, we're brushing him off and bringing him back because he's got a new book coming out, so I want you to stay tuned. He'll be coming up right around a few minutes from now. So Dr. Michael Roizen is my wonderful guest tonight. We're also going to be talking about should we patent surgical procedures? Boy, this is something that's really annoying to many doctors, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that in just a minute. Another case of botched plastic surgery, another death in South America. Why won't you listen to me? So I want you to listen to the story coming up in a few minutes. How about a procedure to make a dimple? Oh, my goodness. Will we not stop thinking of new procedures? How about making a dimple? I can get rid of a dimple. Now we can make a dimple. So we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. And some of the risks of surgery, but also tonight we're going to talk about fat in the neck. Fat in the neck. How many of you look in the mirror and see fat in the neck? And I bet you over 45 years old, probably half of you have a little bit of extra fat in the neck. It's just one of those things. As you grow older, you tend to put fat on in certain areas in the neck. Isn't that a wonderful thing? You look in the mirror and you have this thing, this turkey gobbler, full of fat in the neck. You also tend to put it around your hips and your belly. You don't put it on in your thighs or your legs usually. You don't usually layer it in that area, particularly if you're a man. But certainly one of those areas is the neck. And if you have fat in the neck, you could look 10, 20, even 30 pounds heavier than you really are because, you know, you've got this fat neck and that's what's exposed. Your shirt is open and you see that. So some people use scarves. Some people use turtlenecks. And many of you have procedures to reduce the fat in the neck. So tonight we're going to talk about all the different things. There are so many things now that you can do for this fat in the neck. So let's start out with the facelift. Why would we use a facelift for fat in the neck? You know, I don't, unless you need a facelift also. But let's say you're 45 or 50 years old, and you look in the mirror, and you've got this fat. Well, the way we've been doing this since the mid-1980s is to perform liposuction. And those of you who haven't listened to me before, you say, what is liposuction? I thought it was liposuction. I'm the last guy in the country to call it liposuction because the word is lipid. It's not lipid. It's lipid. So in 1983, when it came to this country, it was liposuction. And then somewhere around the end of the 1980s, some guy in Texas started saying liposuction. So everybody calls it lipo now, but it's really liposuction. So that's how I call it. I maintain my Chicago accent. That's where I did my residency in plastic surgery. The producer tells me, give out the phone number again, 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. All right, so you've got this fat in the neck, and one of the simplest ways to get rid of this fat is to suction it out. And liposuction of the neck and jowls is, I call it one of the biggest bang for your buck procedures in all of cosmetic surgery because in about an hour and 15 minutes, under local anesthesia or local anesthesia with sedation, I can make three little tiny incisions, one under the chin, one under each ear, and suction out fat. Now, I did it this week. I suctioned 4 ounces of fat out of a young lady. And my world record is 8 ounces of fat out of the neck. That's a half a pound of fat. That's a lot of fat for the neck. So we can suction out the fat. And the interesting thing with the skin of the neck is that it tends to retract. That means when I remove that fat, the skin tends to not hang if you're younger. And what does younger mean? You know, 45, yes. 50, probably. 55, probably 60, yeah, I don't know, might not be, because the skin gets crinkly there. Well, we have another weapon now to tighten a little bit of crinkliness, how's that for a word, in the neck, and that's called Ulthera. Ulthera is high-energy focused ultrasound, which also, by the way, is one of the non-invasive ways to reduce some of the fat in the neck. So we can zap fat with high-energy sound, ultrasound. So that's one of the ways. But let's go back to liposuction because that's the tried and proven technique where I can use these little incisions and suction out fat. And then we put one stitch in under the chin, none under each ear. Home you go, and you get quite bruised afterwards. So you have 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 8 days of bruising. But you can go back to work with some makeup after about 5 or 6 days. So if I do this on a Wednesday, you can probably go back to work on a Monday. You know, it depends on what you do, obviously, and it depends on how good you are with makeup. So liposuction is a tried and proven method. But when I examine your neck, I need to know that the fat is just underneath the skin. I had a woman last week whose fat was not just under the skin. So when I had her clench her teeth. So she clenched her teeth, and you can do this in front of the mirror, hopefully if you're not driving, and then feel the fat underneath your chin. If the fat is all between your fingers, then it's likely it's underneath the skin. But if you don't have that much fat between your fingers, it's probably underneath the muscle. That's called the platysma muscle. Boy, we've got all these fancy plastic surgery words, the platysma. That's the muscle of the neck that gives you the Katharine Hepburn bands. But there's a little membrane between those two bands that holds in fat. And if I do just traditional liposuction, I can't get that fat out. So you might go through the procedure and afterwards look at yourself and say, wait a minute, you didn't remove all the fat. And that's because the diagnosis was not made properly. This, by the way, is the reason you need to have a good, well-trained surgeon and not one of these fly-by-night liposuction guys who took a four-hour course in Maine one weekend, to perform liposuction, because they really don't understand this because they don't operate those guys. You know, we're not talking about plastic surgeons. We're not talking about facial plastic surgeons, ear, nose, and throat doctors. We're talking about the non-surgeons that, and they're all over the place, by the way. You can just look up and down the avenues in New York and in New Jersey and Connecticut, and you'll see all the non-plastic surgeons. Remember last week we talked about the cosmetic surgeons? That's what they call themselves. Well, they might not properly diagnose that fat. You have to understand how to diagnose this. And if you've got fat underneath the muscle, then, yes, you can have liposuction, but the incision has to be made longer. And we need to open things up and remove the fat physically, not from suction, from underneath the muscle. And then we need to repair those muscles. Otherwise, it'll look terrible. If we remove that fat and then don't repair the muscle, then you have a depression there. And boy, I'll tell you, I've seen people like this in my practice who have come to me and they said, you know, I've had this procedure by this guy in Chile or something. Oh, my goodness. We're going to talk about that in a minute. And then... You know, it's hard to fix afterwards. So what we do is we remove the fat underneath the muscle, and then we repair the muscle. And we have to actually lift the skin a fair distance off of that muscle so it doesn't tether. So when we come back from the break, we've got Dr. Michael Roizen. And then after the turn of the hour, we're going to talk more about this favorite topic. We'll be right back.
Ladies, is time taking a toll on your appearance? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Some people just need a change in their skincare, but others want procedures like Botox, wrinkle fillers, or Ulthera, and still others are ready for a facelift. How do you know which is right for you? Well, let's spend an hour together in my 57th Street or New Jersey offices. I'll examine you, and we'll use my new 3D computer system to come up with a plan to help you start turning back the clock. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WABC.
Hi, you called 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
How did you get here so fast?
We've been circling the block waiting for you to call.
You knew I was going to call?
Busy retail stores like yours generate a lot of junk, and you've been really busy.
Tell me about it. Displays, ornaments, decorations, banners, posters, boxes, packing materials, mannequins. And this is some expensive square footage. I'm paying a lot of money to store this junk.
Tom 1.
Yes, Brian.
Over there. Tom 2.
Yes, Brian.
Over there. Now, walk us through that list again, but point at the junk this time.
Displays. Amazing. Ornaments. Decorations. I like this.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
You guys are the best thing ever. My brother owns a construction company. Do you do job sites?
Absolutely.
The magic begins when you call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Well, you can't think about cosmetic surgery without considering your teeth. Dr. Dean Vafiatis' New York Smile Institute creates the most natural, beautiful smiles in the world. Since 1995, Dr. Dean and the New York Smile Institute have become the preeminent aesthetic and implant specialists in Manhattan. They have provided happy smiles to over 10,000 people, including celebrities, sports figures, and CEOs of many Fortune 500 companies. Dr. Dean, the Dean of Smiles, has taught other dentists all over the world. He's on the faculty at NYU. He's taught them how to use computers to make smiles perfectly proportioned to facial features. Dr. Dean performs same-day smile makeovers, natural porcelain veneers, teeth whitening, and dental implants. Call Dr. Dean at the New York Smile Institute, 800-998-NYSI. That's 800-998-NYSI. And check out the website at nysi.com. YSI.org. The mission of the New York Smile Institute is the care and comfort of patients. Remember, you're never really dressed until you put on a smile. 800-998-NYSI.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And we are back. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. And tonight I have a guest who is just the most outstanding doctor you have ever met. Dr. Michael Roizen, are you there?
I am, Arthur. How are you?
I am so good to have you on my radio show this evening. Now Mike Roizen is the type of guy that I don't actually have to check his bio, because I've lived with Dr. Michael Roizen since 1985, I would say, we met. How about that?
That's
something
exactly,
like that, right?
Exactly right. Something like exactly like that. And we did a radio show
and we were
together for how many years?
7 years, but it just seemed like 20. I'm kidding. It wasn't long enough.
And the new show is called What's My Wrinkle?
What's Your Wrinkle, Mike? Not mine. I don't have wrinkles. It's what's your wrinkle? So now, let me tell the audience who you are. Everybody knows who you are. Dr. Michael Roizen and I met at the University of Chicago a long time ago when he was about 20 years old, and he was chairman of the anesthesia department there, and I was a teenager. And we were together there. And then Mike went on to better things and became the dean of Syracuse Medical School. He then became the chief wellness officer, the chairman of the anesthesia department at the Cleveland Clinic. He's still the chief wellness officer. This guy is the real deal. He is a doctor who knows everything. He's got patents for drugs. He has written books. Remember, Real Age was your first big seller, Mike, and then You, the Owner's Manual, you wrote with Dr. Memenoz. But, of course, your best book was the one we wrote together, right? You, wasn't that the best one, You Being Beautiful? Well, I think so, because it's the only one I wrote with you. But now, the reason you're back on the air tonight is because you've written another book, Age Proof, which is coming out, I guess, in what, 2 weeks? Less than that. Tell us about Age Proof, Mike. Did I lose Mike? Okay. Well, I don't hear Mike. Maybe it was that introduction was just too great for him. So let's get Mike Roizen back on the line, because I've got some great questions for him. All right. So Age Proof, living longer without running out of money or breaking a hip. Mike Roizen wrote it with Jean Chatsky. Everybody knows Jean Chatsky. She's on television all the time. And so is Dr. Michael Roizen, who, by the way, is the medical director for the Dr. Oz Show. So that's enough introduction. Do we have him back on the line? Not yet. I think he's calling from Hawaii or someplace like that. I saw a photograph on Facebook that he posted this morning, and it looked like a very exotic location. So we'll find out in just a minute. But you know what? I want to save the book for Mike when he gets back on the line. So let's continue my topic for just a minute. You know, this is the wonder of telecommunications. Sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. But until Mike gets back on the line, and just butt right in and tell me, Mr. Producer, as Mark Levin would say. So we were talking about fat in the neck a few minutes ago, and I was telling you that liposuction might be the answer, but we might need to make an incision in the muscles. Great. Okay, Mike, are you back?
I am. I was hearing you all along and talking, and nothing was, and you apparently couldn't hear me. I apologize. I don't know what it was.
I couldn't hear it. Well, I figured I gave you just the best introduction you've ever had, right? You know, it was too much.
I loved it, but we were on 7 years together, I think, on the radio, even though it felt like 20 is the last thing that I heard you say. But in fact,
I went on and on.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead. Yeah, I can hear you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Age Proof is about living longer without running out of money or breaking a hip. And it's about Gene Chatsky, and I wrote it together. Gene's the finance editor of the Today Show. And it's about the commonalities of saving for retirement, financing retirement, and long live without stress, and being healthy in your body also for the long run. So it's got the commonalities. There are 8 commonalities. You can think of them. You both need tests to assess yourself. You both have income and outgo. It's financial income and financial outgo expending, and calories in and exercise out. Stress is the major cause of problems in both, and we need to defeat both with automation. That is, we're programmed to do the wrong thing from a health standpoint and from a finance standpoint. That is, we can't be trusted to do the right thing, so that's why the common behavior change that helps you is automatic, which, in, for example, in finance is automatically putting money into a 501k before you do anything else.
All right, so Age Proof, Living Longer Without Running Out of Money or Breaking a Hip by Gene Chatsky and Dr. Michael Roizen. And now this is a brand new book. It's going to be out February 28th, is that correct?
Right, you're the first interview I've done on it on media, but we'll be on the Today Show on the 28th, on March 1st and March 2nd. The Dr. Oz Show, I think, on March 2nd. Then we go to a whole bunch of regional stations, and the CBN 700 on, I think, March 15th, and on PBS stations between March 4th and March 18th.
So, Mike, you're saying that I scooped the Today Show and Dr. Oz. Is that what you're telling me?
You scooped the Today Show, Dr. Oz, PBS, CBN 700. You scooped them all.
Okay. Now I can tell my listeners, based on your past books, Real Age, You, the Owner's Manual, the one we wrote together, You Being Beautiful, which, of course, is your best book, because I helped you. Now, based on those books, this one's going to sell out fast. So I want my listeners to go to Amazon.com tonight and pre-order it. You've got to pre-order this thing. You want it at your doorstep.
And it's at a bargain price now on Amazon, because it's going to be in Costco the same time. And so Amazon has to compete with Costco's price, so you won't get it cheaper than you will in the pre-order.
Okay, so order it tonight. It's called Age Proof by Gene Chatsky and Michael Roizen. So give us some tips. Let's get a sneak peek at the book. Give us some tips. How do we live longer? You know, for listeners out there, Mike Roizen is the guy that figured out the real age algorithm, and he's looked at every publication ever written, and that's probably true, on things that can actually improve your life.
You know, I'm still a medical nerd, Arthur. I read 50 medical articles on aging a week, so I try and read everything that's published. So you're right.
All right. So, and he's the one that you popularized, brushing your teeth will help you live longer and things like that. So give us some tips. Tell us, what's that, Mike?
Well, flossing. So one of the tips is a way of, in fact, improving the strength of your bones. That is, the secret for not breaking your hip is doing 20 jumps in the morning and 20 jumps in the evening on a hard surface. So it is, in fact, exactly that. It is doing, if you will, jumping jacks or jump rope or just jumping up and down on a hard surface 20 times in the morning. It stimulates, it's the only thing we know that increases bone strength and density in the inner part, that Eiffel Tower part of your bone. So bones aren't solid structures. They're made like the Eiffel Tower, or like an erector set, and you want to make them stronger to prevent them from breaking, such as breaking a hip. It is simple jumps. Do it before you can't do it. It strengthens your hip bones, your long bones of your legs, and it also strengthens the spine and spine bones. So it's a great exercise. The second thing is I'm going to give your readers, we have a free site that goes at ubrain.science, and you can get a game which does speed of processing. It's a brain game, free at that site. Speed of processing, ubrain.science. Speed of processing games are the only games that show that decrease dementia over a 10-year period by 48%. Memory games didn't, cognitive didn't in this randomized controlled trial, but over 10 years decreased. Now it decreased injury auto accidents 48%, and it decreased the onset of dementia from 14.8% of the people to 8.2% with just doing 10 hours of practice in month one, 4 hours in month 11, 4 hours in month 35, so just 18 hours to get a 48% decrease in dementia.
And wait, now we've got 1 minute left. I'm going to hold you over for the next half hour, Mike. So, but in that short period of time, tell us again, what are the games we need to play? what do we need to do to keep our brain
young?
The
only game you need to play is speed of processing, things that make your brain process faster.
Okay. Now, can you give us a hint for in the next 15 seconds what one might be?
Sure. So it is what's called double decision, or finding out what things are on the screen and choosing those, and they show up in shorter and shorter intervals over the time frame, so that constantly the games make you get about 80% right, 20% wrong, but they teach you how to process, your brain how to process faster, which causes, for some reason, regrowth of your neurons.
Interesting. All right. My guest tonight is Dr. Michael Roizen. He's got a new book out called Age Proof. He's going to stick around for a few more minutes after the break. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? 800-848-9222. Give us a call. Give Mike a call. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of wasting money on skincare that does not work? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've created a product called Nighttime that really does reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it evens out skin tones and smooths rough skin. And I've proven it in an independent study. My Nighttime contains vitamins A and C, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. Use Nighttime before you go to sleep, and then start the day with my invigorating Clean Time soap. And under makeup, use my Daytime SPF 20 Skin Protector. And to make it simple, I put all three products together in a basic skincare kit that's yours for $75 this month only. Use the WABC code at drperrys.com and order the basic kit. That's drperrys.com or call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844-DR-PERRY and get ready for beautiful skin.
How would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers have used my unique three-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding, regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 800-614-2159 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping CD. Call 800-614-2159 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-2159. That's 800-614-2159. Call now.
A business development analyst is wanted in Yonkers, New York to research, analyze, and evaluate the company's operations and spectrum of products and services, develop and implement creative marketing programs, strategies, materials, and related policies to effectively respond to dynamic industry trends and demands, devise a marketing pipeline, and develop and maintain strategic alliances with other companies, organizations, and groups. Requirements include an associate's degree or foreign equivalent in business administration, plus 5 years of experience in the job offered or any position with similar job duties. Full term of experience must include evaluating marketing operations, evaluating trends in the construction industry, and developing and implementing creative marketing programs. Any suitable combination of education, experience, or training will be accepted. Resumes to Ross Trim Construction Services, 815 McLean Avenue, Yonkers, New York, 10704. Attention, Michael Guckian.
Do you know someone that drinks too much? And maybe they even mix their abusive drinking habit with pills? Well, you know what comes next. If you or someone close to you has a bad drinking or drug problem, and they have private health insurance, free help may be available. Call my friends now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline. They'll help you get clean, off the drugs, off the booze, and give you a total rehab in a beautiful five-star treatment facility. If you have private health insurance, quitting drugs, quitting alcohol, and getting sober is just a free call away. Sorry, we don't accept Medicare or Medicaid. Call now and talk with a treatment advisor before someone dies.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we are back. My name is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle, and my guest this evening is probably the guy that really should be the Secretary of HHS, Dr. Michael Royzen, who's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Mike, I wish you were in Washington now, you know? Wouldn't that be a great job for you?
I was in Washington today, and the answer is I don't think it would be a great job.
Well, not maybe not for you, but for the country.
It's a challenging job because what we really need, as you know, is a program like in World War II where everyone was devoted to something, but this is to being healthy. And all they have to do is walk, choose the right food and avoid too big portions, manage stress and avoid toxins, and that really is the key. And if they do that, then we save 80 to 90% of medical costs because we stop this horrendous influx of chronic disease. We have no budget problem. We can invest in a whole bunch of things, but it is us that has to do it. And the key, if you look at the Cleveland Clinic plan, would be a large incentive system to be able to do it.
So my guest this evening is Dr. Michael Royzen, who wrote a great new book called Age Proof, Living Longer Without Running Out of Money or Breaking a Hip. And if this book is like his Real Age book or his You the Owner's Manual book, in about 3 weeks you're going to see it as maybe number one on the New York Times bestseller list. And I want my listeners to help that out by ordering this book tonight on Amazon.com. So go ahead. It's Age Proof. And this is Gene Chatsky wrote it with Dr. Michael Royzen. And so go ahead. And Mike has been giving us tips how to beat the calamities of aging, I suppose, and the infirmities of aging. So we talked a little about how to make your brain a little healthier, how to make your hips healthier. Got one more for us, Mike?
Well, I think those are probably the two, but my key one is actually on stress management. And the differences between financial stress and what we call relationship stress, that is interpersonal stress. So most stress in America is interpersonal stress or financial stress. And interpersonal stress, it's your reaction to the event. You can meditate, you can do progressive muscle relaxation, you can do guided imagery, all of deep breathing, all of those things. But financial stress, you have to deal with head on. That is, you have to go and do what we in the book have and what Gene Chatsky calls the avalanche debt reduction plan. And that means you reduce from the largest interest payment debts to the smallest. So Gene, and we have a great plan in there. There's also a great plan in there that teaches you whether you're on track for retirement. If you started to say, are you on track? Will you be financially secure? And how to make sure you are? There are all kinds of tips in there from her. And the one for you, Arthur, since you're getting near, you're probably 20 years away from retirement, maybe 30. But where it does is it tells you how much you should have saved at each time in life. So you should save by age 50. Are you 50 yet, Arthur?
A little over that, Mike, just a bit.
Well, but if you were 50, you should have saved 6 times your annual income. If you save that, you're right on track at 67, which is the average age of retirement now, probably won't be. And we go into why it won't be and why maybe you can live much longer and much healthier, not only by doing those things that I talked about before, but how we're about to have a revolution where you're going to be able to regenerate your own stem cells, and that's a key for repair. How to do that is in the book. It basically only requires you to do things differently 5 days a month, but if you do it, and maybe it'll be less than that in a few years as we learn more, but if you do that, you may be able to live much longer and much healthier with many fewer medical expenses, which is the largest expense as you get over the age of 75.
And good teasers, Mike. Age Proof, that's the name of the book, Dr. Michael Roizen and Gene Chatsky. Now, Mike, my father worked until he was just 2 weeks short of, rather 2 months short of 91 as a dentist. As you know, he passed away a few years ago, and I expect to do the same thing. My father always said, they're going to take me out with my hand in someone's mouth, and that's pretty much what happened.
That's what they did. So, I remember all the other episodes as he was going along, and as he recovered from each of the injuries or insults or conditions, he went back to work, and you and I marveled at him, but you can do this too, Arthur, and... But not only can you and your father do it, almost all of us can. That's the amazing thing. And as we did the research for Age Proof, living longer without running out of money or breaking a hip, we found that it was much easier. So one of the things in the book is, what happens if you're not there? How do you make up for last lost coin? And how do you get a do-over for your health? Both are very doable. And that's the neat thing. I didn't realize it, but Gene Chatsky made it so, so accessible on the finance side and as well as on the medical side.
Mike, congratulations on yet another upcoming New York Times bestseller. I know it's going to be. So Age Proof is the name of the book. Dr. Michael Roizen, buy it on Amazon.com. I've got one final question for you, Mike. Now, we've known each other for forever, for 30-something years, and I know your bio backwards and forwards, but I didn't realize you won an Emmy. What did you win your Emmy for?
It was for my work on the Dr. Oz show. So it was actually, it was one of the appearances on the Dr. Oz show got an Emmy. So,
well,
congratulations. That was the fun part.
All right. And you also won the Paul Rogers Best Medical Communicator Award from the National Library of Medicine. Why didn't I get that? Okay.
Well, you
all right. Michael,
you're a great communicator. People are lucky to be able to listen to you on the show. And Arthur, if the book becomes as good as I hope it will be, you're going to ask me back, and I will, of course, say yes anytime. Remember, by the way, since I am one of my people is listening in WABC and said I should give the website again for the free brain game, it's ubrain, ubrain, .science. Instead of a .com, it's a .science. I'm a science nerd. So it's Fact Science. It's a free game that does exactly that, speed of processing, and you'll really enjoy it.
Well, I'm going to check it out after the show. Michael Roizen, thank you so much for taking time in your Saturday evening. Apologize to Nancy for me for taking you away from her. I hope you're in someplace warm. I saw the picture on Facebook, and it looks green. Better, although it was 64 in New York today, Mike, so not too bad. But I do want to thank you so much for taking time. Buy Age Proof on Amazon.com. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you, Arthur. Keep well.
All right. Take care. We'll see you. I hope to see you soon. All righty. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. That was Dr. Michael Roizen, who is the chief wellness officer at the Cleveland Clinic, a good friend of mine, as I'm sure you could tell. We did a radio show together for 7 years. We wrote a book together, and now he's got a great book. I'm really excited to look at it. Age Proof, Living Longer Without Running Out of Money or Breaking a Hip. He wrote it with Gene Chatsky from the Today Show, and I'm going to give that website out again for Mike, ubrain.com. ubrain.science. That's a website. There's all these, it doesn't have to be a .com anymore. Ubrain, Y-O-U-B-R-A-I-N.science. That's a website. Go to it and your brain will be younger also. All right, let's talk a little bit more about that facelift we were talking about. Then we've got another segment. Don't worry, we've got more of the show. 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. So, liposuction, that might be the answer. Maybe it's removing the fat from underneath the chin. But if your skin is loose, you know, then you've got all this extra stuff, so you need a facelift. Then we do these short scar facelifts, small scars around the ears, usually hard to see in even 3 or 4 weeks. And most of my patients do not need makeup on the scars. That's really true after a couple months. So in the beginning, of course, you do. And you cover the scars with your hair. You go back to work in about 2 weeks. Now, what about all these non-invasive techniques to get rid of fat? So we talked about Ulthera. That's one of those techniques. And it works in some people, and it doesn't work in other people. There are other techniques. A lot of these radio frequency techniques. Now there's one out there that you have to make an incision, you numb up the person, and then you use this little wand with radio frequency, which is a fancy word for electricity, and that zaps the fat underneath the skin. My attitude about this is if you're doing all that already, why don't you just suction out the fat instead of frying the fat? So I'm not a big fan of that one. These companies love it when I say things like that, but that's the truth. And then there's the new one, Kybella. That's injecting a bile acid into the fat. It does work, but its effect has to be, you have to do it 3 times. There's a fair amount of discomfort with the procedure and a lot of swelling. And in the end, there's a fair amount of cost also. So we're going to talk more about this in a few minutes. 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. Stay tuned. There's more to the show.
Ladies, is time taking a toll on your appearance? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Some people just need a change in their skincare, but others want procedures like Botox, wrinkle fillers, or Ulthera, and still others are ready for a facelift. How do you know which is right for you? Well, let's spend an hour together in my 57th Street or New Jersey offices. I'll examine you, and we'll use my new 3D computer system to come up with a plan to help you start turning back the clock. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Give your neck a break with Van Heusen's revolutionary flex collar shirt. Experience the difference of expandable comfort with the world's first collar that stretches half an inch. Now available in regular and slim fit with all-over stretch fabric. The flex collar shirt gives you the freedom to really move. Shop the collection now at Kohl's, JCPenney, and Amazon. Experience the difference of expandable comfort with the world's first collar that stretches half an inch. The flex collar shirt from Van Heusen. You're welcome.
Are you tired of wasting money on skincare that does not work? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've created a product called Nighttime that really does reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and it evens out skin tones and smooths rough skin. And I've proven it in an independent study. My Nighttime contains vitamins A and C, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. Use Nighttime before you go to sleep, and then start the day with my invigorating Clean Time soap. And under makeup, use my Daytime SPF 20 Skin Protector. And to make it simple, I put all 3 products together in a basic skincare kit that's yours for $75 this month only. Use the WABC code at drperrys.com and order the basic kit. That's drperrys.com or call 844 Dr. Perry. That's 844-DR-PERRY. And get ready for beautiful skin.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And we're back. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. Every Saturday evening at 6 o'clock, you can be sure to listen to me on the radio. And I know so many of you have listened to for so many years. I see many of my listeners. They come as patients, or maybe my patients become my listeners, one or the other. And it's a lot of fun doing this show, and I want to thank you all for supporting it. 800-848-9222. Did you listen to the spot between the segments there, the spot for my skincare? We're doing something we haven't done before. The basic kit is $75 with use the WABC code. So normally it's $110. Now, the basic kit is all you really need in skincare. You know, the companies would love to have you spend tons and tons of money. I'll tell you a little secret, and as long as no one tells anybody, I was in one of the big stores, I can't tell you which one, trying to get my products on the shelf a few months ago, trying to sell my products in one of these big New York stores, and you would know the name, but so I'm not going to say the name. Anyway, the answer by the buyers for the store of whether or not my products should be there, they said, these are incredibly good products. You have the studies, you've got the photographs, it's great. But we're very worried that your nighttime for $65 will compete with our $255 product. I'm not kidding you. This is how, you know, it's absolutely incredible. You look at the ingredient list, and I know $3, $4 it costs these companies to make these things. It's very heretical in this field to have a reasonably priced product that combines ingredients. So I put vitamin A, vitamin C, fruit acids, all the things that are scientifically proven to make a difference, I put in nighttime. And nighttime is one of the components of the basic kit. So here's what I think you need for skincare. You need a skin protector in the morning. You need sunscreen. That's the most important thing. But you need something that will also help your skin. And that's niacin. Niacin strengthens the barrier of your skin. Kind of a nebulous concept, but basically you just need to know that the skin barrier is what keeps the bad things out and the good things in. And if you have a strong barrier, your skin looks healthy. If you've got a damaged barrier, it doesn't look healthy. So that's really the way to look at it. So daytime is an SPF 20 sunscreen with zinc oxide. That's what you put on in the morning. You need a cleanser of some type. I made a bar soap, and the bar soap, the reason I did a bar soap, everybody asked me, why not a liquid soap? It's so much more elegant, except for the fact that you need a preservative in liquid soap, and you do not need a preservative in bar soap. So I took the opportunity to remove one thing that 14% of the population is allergic to, and that's a preservative. You know, if you have a liquid, if you have nighttime or daytime or any liquid product, you must have a preservative. And I've tried to choose the least toxic of all preservatives. That's called phenoxyethanol for those gurus out there. So we have a bar soap to clean yourself with. And at night, you want to put in on nighttime, which has all the things I mentioned before, the things that are scientifically proven to make a difference. So what I don't have are things like stem cells that have absolutely no science to them. Now, we're not talking about what Mike Roizen was talking about with stem cells growing growth factors and injecting. We're talking about putting stem cells on the surface of your skin. That's ridiculous. It can't possibly do anything. Cells can't get in. The cells are dead. There's all sorts of reasons why stem cells, just ridiculous. Doesn't make any sense. And if it did make sense, can't get into the skin. Can't make enough of a chemical to make a difference. Now, if you want that chemical, then you put the right chemical on the surface of the skin in the right concentration, and that's what vitamin C is. People think of it as a natural product. Of course it is, but it's also a chemical. That's vitamin C. So my basic kit, it's got a skin protector in the morning, it's got a bar of soap, it's got nighttime, which has all the things that really make a difference. That's all you need. You can throw out the 75 other things that you filled the bag with. Just not necessary. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WABC. And the phone number, 800-848-9222. So throughout the course of this show, for the last 11 and a half years, periodically, I mention another calamity that has occurred in cosmetic surgery. You know, I actually could fill up the show almost every week with these things, but I don't want to depress my audience. In fact, cosmetic surgery is very safe when it is performed by a board-certified plastic surgeon, and it's in a and you have a board-certified anesthesiologist, and you're in an accredited facility, whether it be an operating room, a surgery center, or a hospital. But here's another one where about a month or so ago, a Florida man brought his wife to Columbia, the country of Columbia, not Columbia University, that's safe, but the country of Columbia. She had liposuction, and they did a five-hour procedure in a home. Can you imagine this? Five-hour procedure. Now, liposuction of the abdomen, I can't imagine what you'd be doing for 5 hours. It takes anywhere from, you know, 1 hour, 1 hour and 15 minutes, maybe 2 hours if you have a lot of fat and do a lot of areas around your hips and things. Maybe it's two and a half hours. 5 hours. So she's under anesthesia for 5 hours in a home, and she died. And it cost $1,000 for her liposuction, and that's why the husband went from Florida down to Columbia. And, you know, it's just another terrible story. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of these stories where people go to the Dominican Republic or Colombia, Brazil, wherever. I'm not saying that all the doctors are not good in these countries, but how do you know? It's hard enough to know to find a good doctor in the United States. It's hard enough for you to check on board certification, hard enough for you to check on disciplinary actions against someone's license, hard enough for you to check on where they went to medical school and where they did their residency and the anesthesiologist and whether or not they're using the best techniques and things like that. It's hard enough. This program tries to make it a little more, bit more easier, and books like my book, Straight Talk About Cosmetic Surgery, is designed to make things like that easier. But if you go to South America, boy, I'll tell you, you are really taking your life in your hands, and this is just another example of a terrible outcome. So be careful. You know, there's certain things you can save your money on. You can buy that 40-inch television instead of the 60-inch television. You won't miss those 20 inches. But don't save the money on cosmetic surgery. You know, if you can afford it, you do it in the United States. If you can't afford it, just don't do it. You're better off not doing it. So we're back to the facelift story now. So reducing the fat in the neck, it's one of my favorite hobbies and my vocation. I spend a lot of my my time and effort making you look better. So when you ask me, you know, what is the best treatment to reduce the fat in the neck, reduce the turkey gobbler in the neck, there is no question that it is a facelift. And yes, if you're 30 years old, you're not going to have a facelift. You have liposuction then. But if you're in that gray area of above 40, you know, and 45, 50, and maybe have a little bit of loose skin in the neck, there is no question that it's a facelift. And it's the short scar facelift that I do, that most of us do in the United States now, and that means we don't need to make incisions up into the hairline. We don't have to make incisions behind the ear. It's called a ponytail-friendly facelift. That means you can put your hair back, and you can go swimming and not see incisions in the hair. So the facelift is what I do a lot of, and you know, a lot of people say, well, it's such a radical thing. It's not really that radical. In fact, the techniques are so much better now than they were 30 years ago. The risks are so much lower. Now, there are 28 to 30 different facelifts that are being done all over the United States. There are facelifts that go down to the level of the bone. There are facelifts that only go one layer. I do a two-layered facelift. I do the facelift that, again, probably 75 to 80% of plastic surgeons in the United States do. It's a two-layered facelift. That means we do a separate layer underneath the skin to lift the jowl specifically. It's a very aggressive procedure on the jowl, but we don't go underneath the tissue where there's a chance of injuring the nerves of the face. Having said that, there is always that chance of injuring a nerve. You know, I always say that the only way to avoid complications 100% is not to have the surgery. But when we talk about risk, you know, you have to think about what risk really is. What is the risk of injuring a nerve with facelift surgery? In the literature, it's somewhere around 1% or 2%. That's a lot, but most of those injuries are temporary. So by the time a week or two goes by, the nerve returns and it's just due to swelling. No one likes a complication, but every single plastic surgeon has had things happen that they would rather not have happened, and that's called, that's the way it is. And again, you know, you don't want to go to someone that has a nerve injury every third procedure. That's not so good. But if you find out that someone had a nerve injury, you know, he did 500 facelifts and had a nerve injury, you know, that happens, unfortunately, and that is real life. But if you want to think about risk, I always tell my patients the risk of something really bad happening in a cosmetic surgical procedure is somewhere in the area now of 1 in 500,000 or so. The chance of something really bad happening when you drive your car out of that garage on 56th Street, head through the Lincoln Tunnel, and go on the New Jersey Turnpike, if you do that every day, you've got a 1 in 3,000 chance of dying. That's an amazing statistic. It's a federal statistic, and it's based on the California highway system, which is basically the same as the New Jersey, New York highway system. And, you know, so we put risk into perspective. Cosmetic surgery is safe as long as you're an appropriate candidate, you have clearance by a board-certified internal medicine doctor before surgery. I do stress tests on almost all patients over the age of 60. I want to know that your heart is okay for surgery. That's how you stay safe with surgery. All right, I could talk for another hour. I really could. This has been a great show. I want to thank Dr. Michael Roizen for being my guest tonight. Check out my new website, periplasticsurgery.com. I've got photographs on it. I've got a lot of information about cosmetic surgery, and you can click the button to get a consultation right through the website. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This has been What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WABC. Thanks so much for listening. Once again, the phone number 212-753-1820 during the week. And go to the website, periplasticsurgery.com. We're going to be back next Saturday at 6 o'clock, so stay tuned. Bye-bye now.